District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today I'm here with Kerry Hort Rowe from Brain Thinking. Kerry is an HBDI practitioner. Kerry, what is HBDI?
HBDI is Herman Brain Dominance Instrument. So Herman is a neuroscientist that discovered and learned a lot about the brain. Brain, obviously about the brain. Dominance, as to which side of the brain your body looks after. So the left side of the brain controls the right side of the body and vice versa, which they learned in the 60s.
That's why left-handed people are always in their right mind.
That's exactly right. Love it. I did notice you're left-handed. And instrument is that this is a tool that you can use to understand and map out your thinking. We're all very visual people. And so we all know roughly know how we think. But when you see it mapped out as to where your thinking goes, especially where your thinking goes under pressure, then you're able to make better informed decisions. So the HBDI helps you to be able to become more informed about yourself, about others, to be able to communicate to anyone on any subject at any time. Have you ever been anywhere that you see people and talk to them, but you just don't get along with them? Or you just find it really hard to understand that they don't understand what you think?
It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating, but I can actually help you to turn that around.
Good.
That you can actually talk to them on any level, on any subject, at any time.
How?
By understanding you. By understanding you, the way you think, and by the way you think, you understand that there is actually only four thinking preferences in the world. There is your analytical side, your organized side, your self personal side, which is your feelings, and your creative side. It just depends on what degree in there that actually creates your thinking. So you can have two people that actually have the same preference in thinking, but their personalities make them different.
Can you tell me more about that?
We're all very different with our thinking. Some think very quickly and analytically. Some take their time to think and are very organized. Some are very feeling-based, that they put their emotions into every single decision they make. And others is that they're very creative, that they're very out there. And so you'll find artists that are very out there creative. They're spontaneous. They think about the future and where things are going. And a lot of CEOs follow very much in that creative area, but they may not be highly organized and they may not be very, very analytical, but they see where the future needs to go. So what they do is they go, okay, the company needs to go here. They go to the finance department, you find the money. They go to the organization, say, you organize where it all needs to go and where everything all comes to play. Then they go to the sales team and now you sell it. So when you put all that together, whether you're a sole trader or a corporate company, then you're actually working as a whole brain.
So you're really talking about people like Steve Jobs, who was a visionary.
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
So he is highly creative, very, very creative. He sees the future. He knows where he wants to go. He just gets other people to do the finance, the organising, and to sell it.
Smart man.
Very smart man.
Yeah.
And the thing is that years ago, when companies employed people, they employed people the same as them. So over the time, you had companies that were the same sort of people. They were either all sales or they were all analytical or they were all creative. And it made it hard because they were great in certain areas, but part of the other companies were actually letting them down. So now then slowly they started realizing that there were these great tools that you can actually use to help the staff around to work in the right areas. We actually don't encourage to use this as a employing people. This is to actually help empower the staff you have to actually work in the right areas.
Is it similar to the DISC?
The HBDI is all about you and your thinking. When you go over a certain area into your high strengths, then that becomes behavioural, and behavioural is when DISC comes in. So DISC is all about your behaviour. So HBDI is often great for the management tool, so a lot of corporate companies use this. I'm taking this to small businesses who haven't got the staff to have so many people to be able to do all areas. This is where a sole trader can use this and use the tool and be able to make all those informed decisions. We're all born with a brain, and our brain never stops thinking. It just depends on each person, whether you're male, you're female, also determines as to how you think. But you can have four different children in the same family with the same parents, and they will all think very differently. You can have some siblings why they will not get on no matter what. It depends on their degree of thinking and where their thinking goes. What I do is I help you understand that, why you get on with some people and why you don't. And it starts with a questionnaire. With the questionnaire is that it's all about you. It's not about anyone else. It's not about your performance. It's not about your personality. It's not about anything else around there, but about how you think. There's one really great element about this is that part of the questionnaire puts your brain under pressure. Our brain never knows what puts us under pressure, but it just knows it's under pressure. So with that, when the mapping coming out, I can actually see where your brain goes under pressure. Now, business owners, especially a small business, we don't have time to make mistakes. Corporate companies, yes, the mistakes are made and everything, but they've got a lot of things to be able to absorb that. If you make too many mistakes with a small business, your business is gone. Making these decisions, 90% of the time is that when people make wrong decisions, it's always under pressure, correct?
Yes, it would be.
That's right. So I can actually help you to change that around, that you can look at the all four quadrants of your thinking, understand where it goes, how you can actually take out the analytical or the emotional or whatever it is that puts you under pressure and where your thinking goes, change it around. One thing I love when a sole trader or a small business takes this on, that they go, oh my goodness, now I understand why my last two businesses failed. And I've had that happen many times.
It would be the same for relationships, wouldn't it? Why do relationships?
The other thing is that what I love is that corporate companies do use this all the time. I'm actually taking this to small business because small business is my passion, and also to couples. There was a couple I did a little while ago, and when they had this done, they said, why didn't we get this done 30 years ago? Because we wouldn't have had half the arguments. They understood why one person just couldn't get their conversation.
Can you give me an example of a small business that's taken on your services?
Yes, I can.
And
where they've gone?
Yes.
Now, she won't mind me telling you this. Her name is Shelley DeVille, and she is an amazing, amazing woman. She had a business that went under. Her second business went under, and her third was about to go under. When we got together, we did the analysis, and when we presented it to her, she went, oh my goodness, now I can see where I've gone wrong. She was in the building design business, and she, when her business was going under, when she went under pressure, she went very much into social and out there and trying to fix things and being the mother of things, rather than pulling back and going to an analytical stage of actually working out where the dollars go. So she was spending, taking everyone out for tea and taking them out for lunch and making sure everything's all fine and pushing it under the carpet. Once we actually mapped out a few little paths for her and where to go, it made a big difference. Then she came back to me and she said, I've been thinking about something that this has helped me to actually make a big decision. So her profile is that she was very creative, which being in the building industry, you need to be creative. Yes. She was highly emotional, a little bit of organization, a little bit of analytical. But where she wanted to go is that she has a grandson who has autism, and she wanted to go down that avenue. Because she's creative, she went, this is actually where I need to go. When it comes to building and designing buildings now, she now is one of the forefront people of designing for autism, and her business is called Enabling Spaces. So because of her profile, she has now turned her business around into something totally different, loving it and totally succeeding.
Kerry, you're a motivational speaker. Can you tell us a bit about that and the experiences you've had doing that?
I fell into this probably about 5 years ago. There was a Chamber of Commerce event and the speaker didn't turn up. And someone said, look, Kerry, you've got an incredible story. Get up and tell us your story. So I did. I got up, told them my story. And in the meantime, lunch had come out and not one person had actually touched their lunch because they had watched and they had listened to me. I didn't actually realize this because I was terrified of telling my story. So my motivational speaking is about my story. I believe that no matter what you go through, it's how you come out the end that shapes you. There was many times in my story where I didn't want to get out of bed. There were times of where I would drive along the freeway and thinking, if I just go a bit faster and go into that pylon. And then I thought, no, Kerry, you can't do this. So what my story is that I tell my story. And it's when I had to go through burying my husband with leukemia. He was diagnosed 10 years before and we kept him well, you know, through nature, natural and all that. And then it changed suddenly. So I have four teenage children. The eldest was 18, the youngest was 12, and my husband passed away. We had no life insurance. With losing his income, I had to sell everything. Losing Bruce was terrible, but it was what I went through after it, dealing with Centrelink, dealing with the tax department, and I won, which I'm glad to say, and then dealing through that and slowly coming out the other end. But it's not only what I went through also, is that I had to put my grieving on hold all the time because my four teenage children were going through their grief and they all did it very differently. And that got really hard as a mother because all of a sudden, I have this amazing, awesome, wonderful family that all of a sudden was shattered and I didn't know what to do. So we slowly built our lives back up. We slowly got there. I sold everything and started again. And this is all at the age of 42. When I rebuilt, my late husband was a builder, so I owner built my own home after. It was beautiful, by the way. Good. I kept walking around and saying, look what I've done. So when our family was getting back on track, I had met a lovely man and the family approved. And then my daughter went to do a modelling shoot one day and she never got there. And as I got to work, I heard on the radio that there was been a car accident and that the area was closed. And being a local area, we just went, oh, please don't let it be someone I know. So anyway, the phone rang and it was the police officer and saying, look, I'm just letting you know Tara has had a car accident. She is alive and she's conscious, but it is very serious. So I went to Royal Perth and I saw her as she came in through the ambulance and they let me go through to triage. And that's where you go through to say goodbye. They wouldn't normally let me in. Once they had the x-rays done, they said, if she survives the operation, she will be a quadriplegic. So she had broken, totally dislodged C1, smashed C2, smashed C3, and dislodged C4. And that's a hangman's break. So yes. A hangman's break is you're automatically dead or you're quadriplegic. She could still move her fingers and toes. And this is now 7 years after my husband had died. So we're just getting our family back on track. And then this happened. She made it through the operation and we're now about 1 a.m. in the morning and the specialist came out and told me that she had made it through the operation. He went home to have a shower and we didn't know if she could still move her fingers or toes or anything. So he rang me and he said, I don't know what miracle it is, but she can now move. I had to take time off work again and look after her and we got through it. It took her 5 years to get over that operation. And just last November, we had a thank you day. It was 7 years after her operation or her accident. And we had the services come out and we said thank you to them. They left and gave us the blessing because they said thank you for saying thank you because we never know what happens. They really wanted to know what happened to Tara because they don't ever find out. So my story is about all the little things that happened between my husband died and my daughter having a car accident through that 7 year period and all the little things that went in around and happened through it. So at the end of the day, I go to conferences and I speak on my story, and there's some funny things that you have to bring out in it. Whether you have a staff meeting and you're wanting to, you know, talk about accidents, because she picked up her phone. She wasn't texting. She picked it up because she had just had the maps put on and she was following the map. And that's what did it for her. So I love talking about my story now. And I love people coming up to me and going, oh, my goodness, this happened to me and that happened to me. And you're so right. And thank you for telling me your story, because it makes them realize that there is always someone worse off. There's someone worse off than me. But at the end of the day, it's how you come out the other end.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts. 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.